And one time I always tell people I dropped a half a hit of acid because I wanted to see what he was like, you know, what he was really like, you know? And he was just like he was before. It was kind of funny, actually.
Huh.
I didn't do a lot of drugs during that period. I did in the later 60s some, but not a lot. I never really liked I just liked the psychedelics, you know, pretty much. Psilocybin and that stuff. And it was interesting, though, because I had a friend who was, you probably know of, if you haven't met him, Jumpo Dennis Kelly. You know, he was.
Oh, sure. I've run into him a number of times.
Right. Yeah,
earlier in the 60s first. And,
right.
You know, at Green Gulch. Yeah, anyway, right. I know who he is.
Yeah, and he died a couple of years ago. He passed away.
Wait a minute. Dennis?
You're thinking.
Oh, Dennis Kelly.
Yeah,
Dennis
from,
Kelly. Oh, I was thinking you
Wisconsin.
Said Gimpo.
No, no, not Gimpo. I know Gimpo.
I thought you said
no.
Gimpo. Jumpo.
No, Jumpo. It's Jumpo.
Oh, Dennis Kelly died? Yeah,
yeah,
I knew Dennis Kelly, too. I knew Dennis Kelly better.
Yeah.
I know a lot about Dennis Kelly.
He was a real character, that guy.
Yeah.
When I knew him, he was a hippie, and he had long black hair. And I was one of his runners.
Uh-huh. Oh,
drugs.
Yeah.
And another friend of mine, John Marshall, he used to come and, you know, because he was dealing a lot of, he was dealing mostly acid from what I remember.
Who, Dennis
this is
Kelly?
What I remember. Yes.
Dennis
That's
Kelly was totally acid. He manufactured acid.
Yeah, and he got busted, see.
Oh, yeah, I know. He had his last meal before going to prison at Green's when I was the host.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
With that beautiful woman. Good Lord. And
Which one?
Oh, no, it was like his wife or something. Then, you know, it was he'd been with her before. And he went to prison and organized a whole yoga thing there. And
meditation. He was really into yoga. Yeah, he's a very physical person. You know, very big kind of, you know, I mean, he always intimidated me. I liked him, but he was pretty intense personality.
Yeah, I met him through Alan Marlowe.
Okay, see, I never knew Alan Marlowe. I knew his name, but I never knew him.
Well, he traveled to India with Alan Marlowe.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Dennis got around.
Yeah.
He died a couple of years ago in Appleton, Wisconsin, where he was born.
I didn't know that. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
I never heard.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been in contact with him for a while. Just, I'd, you know, email him and we'd keep contact with each other. And, yeah, I used to be one of his runners. What he would do is he would call my phone number, and then he'd give me a message and give me another phone number, and then I'd go to a payphone. In those days, you know, they didn't trace anything. So I'd go into a payphone, and I'd call somebody, I don't know who they were, and I'd give them this message, and that was what I did. And he'd give me $100. Well, $100 was like, Jesus, I mean, that was my triple my rent, you know? I mean, he was very, you know, $100 is like now it's like $1 million.
He was very generous. He gave Zen Center thousands and thousands of dollars.
Oh, did he? Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he'd walk in and leave a bag of money.
Yeah,
in the office, and there'd be like $10,000.
All his drug money.
Yeah, sure.
I know. Yeah, I know. That's interesting.
You know how I met him? Alan Marlowe. I was talking to Alan, and I said, God, Alan, I got to get all this copper plumbing pipe done, you know, the building inspector, the plumbing inspector. He said, oh, I know just the person. And he sent Dennis over. And Dennis looked it over. Dennis was skilled. He looked it all over for me, measured it, went away, came back, bought all the copper pipe and tools, and then he said, I've got to go. My brother will come back and finish it, and he's better than me. And his brother came back the next day and did all the work. We never had to pay for
anything. Patrick? Was that Patrick? No.
I don't remember his brother's name.
Well, see, Patrick was his brother. He died of AIDS. That's another interesting connection. Patrick was in San Francisco for years, and then he contracted AIDS and died of AIDS.
Hmm.
I thought maybe I didn't think Patrick was. He wasn't. I don't think a plumber. Maybe.
Oh, he was good. Listen.
Yeah, yeah.
He did professional work.
Ihsan really liked Dennis.
Oh,
he really liked.
I didn't know Ihsan knew Dennis.
Oh, yeah. He liked him a lot. In fact, Dennis came in, when he was up in Marin, I'm trying to think, maybe that was before, that was later. When he was just visiting, and he came to Hartford Street, and I barely recognized him, because he had, he shaved head, and he looked completely different.
Yeah, he was driving a BMW, he was wearing suits.
Yes, I don't remember. He was just,
he had a rack in the back of the BMW for suits and stuff, like there was over on one side.
He was such a character, that guy. And he was so, he gave, a friend of mine was a musician. His name was John Marshall. And we were living together in the Upper Haight. This is early 70s about. And Kelly came in, we used to call him Kelly. And he used to come in to visit us. And he would say, "Oh, how are you doing, John, with your music?" And he'd say, "Oh, I'm doing okay. I need to go get some, I need to make some tapes so I can bring them to L.A. and stuff." So he'd just give him a bunch of money, give him a couple $1,000s. He'd go get all your tapes done and get your, it was amazing the stuff he'd do for it. He'd stay for like an hour and then head off.
So
he was really.
After he was in prison, he went and studied with Edo Shimano.
Yes, I do know that, with Edo Shimano,
He, and Dennis was so brilliant. I think Edo had stars in his eyes with Dennis.
And right. He would be a prize student.
Yeah, right. He was a prize. And Dennis got transmission, and the next thing I know, he's a Zen teacher. I mean, it happened like overnight.
That's what it seemed like. Yeah, I know. He was something else. I saw him in Marin, when he first came back here after, I can't remember. Well, after he came from the East Coast, from Shimano's place, he came here in Marin, and he had a yoga studio. I don't know if you remember that. And I said the time frame, I've been trying to put it together in my head what the time frame was. But so I don't know how long he was with Shimano. But he came out here and he started this yoga studio. And that's when I connected again with him, because I had friends who lived in Marin. And this woman I was friendly with, she used to go hang out with him and do asanas with him. And so it's all a small world, with this whole Zen the yoga thing.
Indeed.
I saw him again. So I went up there to see him and talk to him and stuff. And it was great to see him. And he's so full of life, He was that way to the end. You know how he was. You see him did all these videos, and he was up in near Portland someplace, but I can't remember what the hit.
Well, he went to the East Coast.
But he had a place that called Hollow Bones was the name of his organization.
Right.
Hollow Bones.
I get their emails still.
Do you?
But, I don't read them, so I didn't know he died.
Yeah, well, that was just about 2 years ago.
He told me he had cancer.
Yeah, he did. He had different kinds of cancers, actually.
Yeah, he came out with that book that he didn't write. He just talked to this guy in Boulder.
And
guy in Boulder. I used to know Ken Wilber, who lives in Boulder.
Oh, yeah. Same.
So Dennis got tight with Ken Wilber and Genpo.
Right.
And, the three of them, Genpo was selling Enlightenment for $55,000 for a weekend course.
Yeah.
and Dennis, just like moved up to be a great Zen master overnight. And this book. This book was saying, he did retreats at Tassajara and various things, and it was just full of inaccuracies.
Full of BS.
Yeah, really. But I didn't.
Well, he never went. I don't think he ever went to Tassajara.
No, he did. I'm working on a book called Tassajara Stories, and he's in it. His practice at Tassajara with Suzuki, it was all just padding his resume.
I guess so. Yeah.
And
but I always really loved Dennis.
Yeah, no, I like him.
It was like that. I just really thought he was just an interesting, you know, crazy, wonderful, nutty character. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, he was also, also, in a way, he was very slick and very sharp.
Oh, yes.
And he did have leadership qualities and guru qualities. And was very thoughtful.
I would never want him for my teacher.
No, no.
but he was a wonderful being. That's how I looked at him. You know, he was just a...
On Cuke.com, I have the parts from the book about Suzuki, and I critique them. I do not say they're not true. I just tell my memory. You know.
I don't ever remember Dennis at Zen Center other than maybe visiting. I mean,
maybe
he was, but I wasn't there very much either. So I don't know.
He came to Tassar as a guest of Alan Marlowe for like a week, you know.
Okay.
And he worked. He was a great worker. And he was working up in front of the gate, and some poor penniless hippies came in, just wanted to get to the Narrows, and the gate person wouldn't let them because they couldn't pay. So Dennis paid for him and made the gatekeeper mad.
That's funny, yeah.
The gatekeeper told him they had to go around.
I'm glad that you knew Dennis, though, because he was somebody to know. He was really a character. I mean, just as a human being, he was just really a lot of intensity, very intense. And the people that were his students or whatever you call them, boy, they really loved him, though, or they really followed him, whether they went to hell in a handbag, who knows? I mean, I don't know. I don't know that much about his group.
Yeah, I don't worry about things like that. I feel that Buddhism is passed on not just by great, pure, enlightened teachers, but by all of us he did his part, and I don't really feel that critical of him. He was, I feel sort of, I say, hey, thank you, Dennis. Sorry, I didn't know you'd passed.
I agree with you when you talked about the Dharma, about Buddhism. I feel the same way. It's just, and as I've gotten older, I feel even more that way. I just feel like you just take care of our lives and take care of each other around us, and that's it.